For Anchorage ski mountaineer Joe Stock, a good adventure has to involve lots of mystery. You can plan for weeks or months, but you never know what you're going to encounter. This spring, Stock set out with two friends for his first trip to the Wrangell Mountains. The idea was to explore deep into the glaciated mountains and ski fresh powder on high peaks, but it didn't take long for the elements to interfere with a different plan. Stock took along an audio recorder and has this first story in a two-part series.
We met our pilot Gary Green in McCarthy. He had long white hair, a cowboy hat, and leather jacket. Our adventure had already started.
How's it going?
Not bad.
Joe, good to meet you.
Yo, good to meet you.
I was traveling with two of my favorite adventure partners, Dylan Taylor and Danny Ullman. Both work full-time as mountain guides in Antarctica, South America, Europe, and Alaska. They have the two essential traits for trip partners. They are solid mountaineers and they are laid back. Gary landed us on a gravel airstrip at Skolai Pass at the east end of the Wrangell Mountains. We planned to ski west, into the Wrangells, as far as possible. Under monster packs, we walked across Skolai Pass, then skied on overflow ice along Middle Fork Creek. Dylan thought it looked more like Middle Earth.
I kind of feel like we're Frodo and Sam on the way into Mordor through this desolate, brown wasteland of a landscape. Nothing looks alive, everything's just brown and just barely revealed after the winter snows blew away, and we have all these dark storm clouds in every horizon.
We camped among rock moraine rubble at the end of the Middle Fork Glacier. We were jittery with excitement and seeing new mountains, but also nursing some first day blisters.
Well, they feel kind of like roast beef.
Roast beef. Early the next morning, we were skiing on thin snow over glacier ice, gaining elevation. Exhaustion from the crippling packs timed with a ground blizzard had us camping below steep ice walls at the head of the glacier. Wind-driven snow pounded the tent all night. We knew that the wind, snow, and steep mountains formed dangerous avalanche conditions. The next day, we discussed our options for escaping the steep walled basin.
I think it was all ice wall the whole way. But I did see this ramp up at the head of the valley that looked like it might work. A little skinny ramp. It's much wider here on the map, but it looked like it might still go through. This one here.
Yeah, it's amazing. It looks like it goes. It just looks a little scary.
We talked for 2 hours and finally decided to climb toward the ridge. Soon we were stopped just above our previous camp, unable to move without triggering an avalanche that could bury us. We camped, frustrated. After letting the snow strengthen overnight, we tried again the next morning. We didn't make it far before avalanche conditions stopped us again. Then another hazard appeared, crevasses. Ahead we saw easy snow ramps leading around ice cliffs. Avalanche slopes loomed above the ramps. We needed to ascend one of the ramps, yet stay beyond the runout of any avalanches. Dylan summed up our predicament.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to know which is the lesser of the two evils here. There's two options, and obviously if the fact that three of us are having this discussion means that none of them are perfect.
Yeah, we're all having doubts here.
As mountain guides, we thrive on tough decisions. Having three minds work together makes the decision-making process fun. We trust each other's opinions like our own. Start second-guessing your partner's decisions and the trip fizzles out. We agreed to try the low-angle ramp to the right. Although riddled with crevasses, the ramp appeared to be beyond the runout of the loaded avalanche slopes above. Danny led the rope. He slowly zigzagged through the crevasses, giving the avalanche slope a wide berth. As we neared the pass,
we looked over and this huge crack just propagated or extended all the way across the slope, and all the snow beneath it broke loose and just flushed down the slope in a big powder cloud.
Danny had triggered an avalanche from hundreds of feet away. Luckily, we were out of harm's way. We continued until darkness, touring across the flat expanses of the Chishana Glacier in orange light, relieved to be making progress. In the tent that night, we pulled out the map and tried to figure out what to do. We wanted adventure, a trip with an unknown outcome. We also wanted to ski from mountaintops. The dangerous snow and avalanches were making that hard. Danny summed up what we all knew.
Well, I feel like the mountains have been giving us a lot of signs that say it's not the right time to be skiing here.
Do we keep fighting the crevasses and avalanches? Maybe we get lucky and continue without injury. Or do we head out of the mountains?
Anchorage Mountaineer Joe Stock continues the story of his Wrangell Mountain adventure tomorrow on Alaska News Nightly. To see a picture of the spectacular scenery on the trip, go to aprn.org.